Oscar nominations are announced tomorrow. This year, Nicole Kidman is being talked about as a shoo-in for a nomination as Best Actress for her portrayal of writer Virginia Woolf in The Hours.
This is not you speaking, Virginia. This is an aspect of your illness.
It is my voice.
It's not your voice.
It's mine and mine alone.
It's the voice that you hear.
It is not. It is mine. I'm dying in this town.
If you were thinking clearly, Virginia, you'd recall it was London that brought you low.
If I were thinking clearly, Leonard, I would tell you that I wrestle alone. In the dark, in the deep dark, and that only I can know. Only I can understand my own condition.
Meryl Streep is also in the running for a Best Actress nomination in The Hours, but Julianne Moore, who was on screen for longer than Kidman, will most likely be considered for a Best Supporting Actress award. A similar scenario is being played out for the cast of the movie Chicago, where Renee Zellweger is being touted as Best Actress and Catherine Zeta-Jones as Best Supporting Actress. The maneuvering show how Oscar categories can be manipulated to a film's or studio's advantage. It is also the result of an unusually large number of good actresses in really good roles. But Robert Osborne, host of Turner Classic Movies and author of 70 Years of the Oscar, says category hopping isn't all that new.
If you go back as far as 1975, when Once Over the Cuckoo's Nest was up for Academy Awards, and it was decided that Louise Fletcher, who had in essence a supporting role in that movie as Nurse Ratched, that she had a better chance of being nominated as an actress than as a supporting actress, because that year there were many, many strong supporting actress performances out there. So indeed, they pushed for her, and she got in the Best Actress category and won. The studios try to get you to vote in a certain way by taking out ads, and will they say, for your consideration, Nicole Kidman for Best Actress in The Hours, Julianne Moore for Best Supporting Actress in The Hours.
What about Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Chicago?
Many times two actresses from one film have competed in the same category, Bette Davis and Ann Baxter and All About Eve, etc. But that doesn't happen very often, and it's much speculation that that can cancel each of the votes out. So even though I would say that Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger have basically the same amount of footage and maybe the same amount of impact in Chicago, they will certainly push and have been pushing for Catherine Zeta-Jones to be considered for supporting actress, which is all great unless you're one of the other supporting actresses in Chicago, and therefore you kind of get knocked out because Catherine Zeta-Jones is so much more spectacular.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, at the beginning of the Academy Awards, did the supporting actor and actress category really have more significance in terms of exactly what it was meant to honor?
When the Academy first started back in 1927, they didn't give a award for supporting. That didn't happen until 1936. But when that started, they really did, I think, nominate people and give awards for most people that truly gave supporting performances. But that's gotten all so kind of crazed through the years. In fact, many times you'll get like Tatum O'Neill won for Best Supporting Actress for Paper Moon. That's the lead of that movie. It's all about her. She's the whole focus of the picture. And certainly it's not using that supporting category the way it was intended to be used.
Mm-hmm. If you look back, what would you say was sort of the best use of that category in terms of somebody winning an Academy Award? Can you think of one?
Well, I think one of the great uses of it was the year that Network came out. And Beatrice Straight, who had actually one scene with William Holden playing his wife, his abandoned wife, and it truly was a supporting performance. I think another great supporting performance was Hattie McDaniel in Gone with the Wind. She gave such a strength and a support to that film and made it all work, and indeed won the Best Supporting Actress Award. And I think that's really where it belongs.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens this time.
Yes, absolutely.
Robert Osborne is host of Turner Classic Movies and author of 70 Years of the Oscar. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Lynn.